Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the talk show Uplifting Communities, Louisiana, with Miss Carla. Well, I'll tell you, we got a show for you guys today. But before I continue, I want to bring the one and only Miss Carla Serenity Baker. She will be the host for the day. And go for it, Carla.
Thanks, John. You always make me feel like I'm getting ready to win a prize, and a prize we do have for you today. What's up? What's up? What's up? I am so excited. We have a very special guest today, Miss Tasha Smith Mills of New Orleans, Louisiana. She is out here doing some amazing things, and one of her most recent is her being a first-time published author of Mama, I Should Have Listened. Hey, Tasha, I'm going to let you say the second part.
Hi, how are you guys today? I'm so glad that you guys have me on your show.
Okay, Tasha, give us the full name of your book.
Okay, the name of my book is Mama, I Should Have Listened, Voice of Pain and Power, written by myself and my son, who was serving 40 years in prison in Texas for aggravated robbery.
Oh, my God.
We all have family members who are doing time. We've all had family members that has done time. Tell us, what made you say, I got to get this book out? Well, first of all, let's go a little bit deeper. What is it we're going to find in this book to help the other mothers and other, you know, family members to just deal with it, especially with everything that's going on in the world, but to prevent it as well in our community?
Well, right. My book is all about how I transformed my pain to power and how I healed through God. God had to take some things away from me first in order for me to heal. He had to show me some things first in order for me to heal. And devastation will destroy your life before you grow from it. I want everyone to know that. My son was given a 40-year sentence right after his 18th birthday in Texas. And through this book, we will talk about our pain. We will talk about some of the things that we've been through, some of the things that we've got there, but we will also give you hope and healing to so much better that's going to come out through this.
Wow, Tasha. Now, personally, you know, I know someone who has a son who he's been doing. He's on 28 of a lifetime, and that's 28 mm-hmm. of a lifetime from previous in and out of prison. You know, I watch her age as her son continue to serve this time, and it's to the point now where she can't even go see him anymore because she's just old, and it's like she can't do anything anymore, but she constantly blames herself for not being there when it comes to preventing him from doing, you know, making that one simple mistake. Everybody makes mistakes in life, okay? Tell us, what is it in this book between you and your son that one, you know, if you had to pull one statement or one chapter, what would be that chapter or that one statement for you to tell this young person or this mother, you know, hey, listen, it wasn't your fault. And, hey, listen, it's okay to forgive yourself.
Well, in my book, I write letters to mothers. I write letters to my son. You'll see dialogue between my son and myself. Parenting doesn't come with a parental manual. We learn as we go along, okay? So many people can put the blame on parents, whether it's through molestation, bad behavior, things of that nature. But a lot of things I want people to know are through genetics and through their DNA. A lot of things are generational curses. And through my book, we talk about that. I even pull scriptures. I put scriptures in my book that relate to the messages God says. And he says in Lamentations, the sons of a father will fall from generation to generation. And in my case, my son's father I had him at a very young age. He was in prison for a while, and unfortunately now he has two sons that are in prison, and that all falls. It's genetic.
Oh,
it's a curse. So not one time did I blame myself. I did what I could do. And just not
right.
to give everything away in the book, I do talk to parents and let them know, mothers, fathers, and even step-parents. I write a letter to step-parents in my book to let them know sometimes you just have to hear. You have to hear your kids and not just listen, because hearing is the strongest part of it.
Wow. That's beautiful, because I, like I said before, your book, you know, the title alone, Mama, I Should Have Listened, how many times we've heard that, how many times we've seen that, you know, how many times we've had situations where it was like, you know, even as little boys now, Mama, you know, I should have listened. Do you feel like your book will be able to reach, and I know the answer to this, but this is for our listeners, do you feel like your book should be read by parents that have, like, baby boys, baby girls, you
Absolutely.
Know, that's coming up?
Absolutely. I think this book is for everyone. My son and I, this book has been 7 years in the making. And just to give you a clear history, I have raised four African-American kids. And three of my kids are, they're brilliant. All four of them are brilliant.
Yes,
one
I know one, and yes, he is.
And just one got caught up, you know, in this generational curse, but also it was a choice. But we need to let our kids know that we can break that chain. We can break that choice. Prayer, just through talking to our kids and listening to them. This book is for everyone. I don't care if you're a new parent. I don't care if you've been parenting for years. This book is for everyone. And I am going out to reach the churches and the communities. And if anyone ever needs to talk to me about, you know, anything, my ears and my eyes are always open for them.
Well, how can they contact you, Tasha?
You can contact me actually on my website at www.TashaMills.com. Reach out to me. Send me an email. Any advice that you may need, you know, feel free to call me. Feel free to reach out to me, and I will contact you back, because I want to serve the community. I feel like this is God's plan and this is God's action.
It's your purpose. Tasha, I know one young man in particular who you definitely saved. You reached out in the community for this young man. You shared his story with a whole lot of people, and his face could be seen internationally, and he's doing some great things. And I know, and correct me if I'm wrong, he went from shucking shells to a big-time movie star. Is that correct?
Yes, he did. You're speaking of Jason Mitchell, Carla. And yes.
Tell us how you saved him, how God placed this young man in your life in the community, and you said, I can't let you do it, Jason. Tell us that story.
Yes, God, a lot of Jason's friends were getting killed, so he turned to a new lead, so a talent agent. So he came to me. He wanted, you know, to start taking acting classes. He started taking classes, and then he reached out to me to become his agent. And through my agency, he was able to fuel his pain through art. And that's, you know, a lot of our kids, again, we have to hear them. They're great writers. They're great speakers. We just have to make sure that they channel that energy like Jason did to be able to go on and you know, finish their mission. Because God has a purpose for all of us, and I really truly believe my son going to prison was the purpose for me to write this book to help a whole lot of other kids that may be facing this.
And you know what? A lot is happening in our communities when it comes to them, I'm going to say them and they, pulling art from our communities. So when you pull art from the communities and you have someone like yourself who's saying, oh, you can pull it all you want, but I see and I've experienced what one of my sons have gone through. And I refuse to let any other child, including my sons that are free, go through anything. So for you to be that patient with Jason, because let me tell you guys something, what Tasha is leaving out is the many, many times Jason went to her crying and wanting to quit. The many, many times Jason didn't have anywhere to stay and he was with Tasha. The many, many times that he just said he can't do it no more because he had to just live and survive. And Tasha told him, not on my watch. You see, that's what makes me really 1,000% and promote your book, Mama, I Should Have Listened. Because mamas don't have to be bloodline.
Okay? No, they don't.
All
no,
right?
They don't.
And that's what you are. That's what you are, and that's what you're doing. Now, you said there's letters in there between you and your son. Tell us about those letters.
Okay, I don't want to give too much of the book away.
No, 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 no. All right, right? Y'all don't have to get
but,
it now.
One of the most heartfelt moments of the letter that my son wrote to me was, we let each other down. And, you know, I really wanted to go back and attack and say, you know, you went to some of the best schools, you know, you have dancing, you know, my son was an actor, he was a writer, he performed off-Broadway plays, he even took ballet classes. So for him to hear that, that upset me, but I had to, again, I had to listen and hear what he was saying. Because
a lot of times
when you are out as a mother, we are making things happen. Sometimes we overlook some things that were happening. So
right.
In my book, I have a chapter called A Parent's Conviction. And I was convicted many times, but God had to pull me out of that and say, listen to his heart. He is pouring it out to you. And sometimes when kids are that young, they act out, and them acting out is a part of their pain. So we have to take notice of them acting out.
That's true.
Right.
Like you said,
I agree with
you.
Yes,
okay?
I agree with you, Tasha. I agree with you 100%. Because sometimes we have to take notice. You know, we just can't sit there as parents and not take notice of our kids acting out. Because when they act out, they're acting out for a reason. But I wanted
exactly.
to get back to Jason Mitchell. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know the story about the young man. I'm glad I know that, you know, now. But tell the audience since you was a talent agency. Okay, you have
mm-hmm.
a talent agency. Tell the audience
right.
the movie, you know, Jason was in.
Well, Jason was in Straight Outta Compton. He's also in Skull Island. He was a breakout star, and he's doing well. So basically he went from, in his turn, from the hood to Hollywood. And he's doing
very well.
But Jason is not the only, African-American guy I mentor several guys within my agency because I want them to know that they have someone to turn to, somewhere that they can go if they need to talk to someone. So I mentor so many people just through the art of my agency.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell the audience the character he played?
Jason played Easy E in Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah, because, you know, he's got quite a few people listening. He's got quite a few people listening. And they not, you know, they don't know Jason Mitchell as his real name. Probably a lot of them. But if they talk about Eazy-E, they know who you're talking about. Matter of fact, I just watched that movie last week.
Did you?
Yeah,
he did amazing. And I'm sorry, go ahead, Tasha.
He played Eazy-E in Straight Outta Compton, but Jason is very smart. He was brilliant. He took everything that I asked him to take acting classes. We got him headshots. Mark Wahlberg mentored him. He was in several movies with Mark Wahlberg. So he, you know, he did what he needed to do to get where he is today. And I'm very, very proud of him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're proud of you. For doing that, because if it had not been for you being placed in his path, of course by God, then who mm-hmm. knows? I'm sorry, go ahead,
right.
John.
Yeah, I wanted to tell Tasha this. Tasha, this is what uplifting communities is all about. Okay?
Right.
About you went into the community and saw a need and saw the talent and saw what that person, I'm talking about Jason right now, saw what
yes.
he needed, and you stepped up to the plate. And this is what we talking about. This is what uplifting communities is all about, sister. And I
yes.
tell you, you keep up the good work because I love it. I love
you.
What you're doing. You know.
Thank
you.
Well,
and you know
imagine.
What I'm saying? And your book. One more thing, and I'm gonna let you and Carla. I'm gonna
no,
let
go
you and Carla finish
ahead,
and talk. Hey, look here. But your book. I don't want to pronounce it wrong. What? You give me the correct name of it.
Mama, I should have listened. A voice.
Mama, I should have listened. You know one thing? When you mention that, Mama, I should have listened. I know a lot of stage play writers. Girl, this thing, and I mean, I would love to see it on stage. You ever thought about doing a stage play
oh,
with it?
Oh, wow. Actually,
I know some
actually,
writers. I know some writers.
Well, actually, one of my friends, we are talking about a stage play. We are in talks, but we're also in talks about a movie as well.
Whoa.
Okay.
So we're hoping that Nia Long will play me and Mario will play my son.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
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 Nia Long,
okay.
You hear that, Nia? We know you're listening, Nia Long.
Yeah.
All right. All right, now, hey, you got to keep in contact with old John Brown now, you know, so I can go ahead on and watch that movie. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
right.
Well, keep in contact with Uplifting Community Talk Show because we're here forever. All right?
Thank you
we'll
so
be
much.
On the air forever. And I really appreciate, you know, what you're doing. I really do. I really do.
Right.
I just can't
don't
say it enough.
Would you say, Tasha? Oh, definitely.
Get the book, John. You can buy it at Barnes & Noble. You can buy it.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Tasha? Hello? Uh-oh, I think we lost Tasha.
I'm here.
No, she's...
Oh, okay,
no,
okay,
no,
there you
there.
Go. Okay, so Tasha, you were saying don't forget to get the book. I'm in your city, so I'm going to get it before I leave. However, with that being said, tell us everywhere we can find, our listeners can find your book. She has a bad connection, guys. Sorry. Tasha, you have a really bad connection. Okay, I'm going to... Hello?
No. We're right here.
Okay, well, I'm gonna let the listeners know. I know you can get it at Barnes & Noble online. You can go to Amazon.com online. You can also
uh-huh.
go to her website, Tasha Smith Mills.
No, it's Tasha.
Okay,
Mills.
I'm sorry. Okay, TashaMills.com. And you can also find her on social media. You can find her on Facebook, Tasha Smith Mills on Facebook, and she'll have those links on her page for you guys to get your book. Tasha, are you back?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Okay. Well, I know, Tasha, I have a 30-year-old son. And, you know, I'm just going to keep it real. We didn't live in some of the best neighborhoods that people perceive of us to be raising our children in an early age because we're still trying to find ourselves as well. And he
right.
was surrounded by everything, drugs, women, you know, gangsters, you know, everything. And now what we used to do with my son was raised by five women, me, my mama, my two sisters, and his grandmother. So he didn't have a choice but to go straight because we would tat his tail up.
Hey,
you know?
Hey, watch yourself.
Telling my kids.
Everybody know what you was trying to say.
I'm sorry, because I get passionate about that when I think about your book, Tasha. And then I have relatives. Like I said, I have relatives that are doing life. And I know they have told us for years, you know, I've seen them, Mama, I should have listened. You know, cuz, I should have listened. Sister, I should have listened. If I can only go back to that one moment. Because, you know, Tasha, and I'm going to assume this is in your book, everybody have that angel that whispers in their ear. Everybody have that voice that says, don't do it. But it's your decision to sign. You have to, like, make a quick decision right then and there. If I do this, then this is what's going to happen. If I do that, then this is what's going to happen. And I think with your book coming out, with your book out, and also with us seeing now visually what is happening to a certain ethnicity when it comes to black men, you got to go out and get this book because people need to hear the realness of what's going on when it comes to them being behind bars. People need to feel the pain of the mothers and the sisters and the brothers of having to, you know, because having to deal with that. And I feel like your book is going to do that. Your book is going to touch millions of people. But I'm your friend, too, so I can go on and on and on. Tasha, again, we want to thank you for coming on the show. We still have, you know, a couple of minutes, so this is your opportunity to say whatever you want to say. Yes, John?
Yeah, we have 22 minutes.
Uh-huh. That's what I said. Tasha, is she there?
Yes, I'm here.
So you said it took you 7 years to write the book. Why 7 years? Why did it take you so long?
Well, you know, that's not a long time when you're trying to grasp everything. And I had to allow my heart to break in a million pieces all over again and then relive moments. You know, some things I just didn't think about, and then I would go back. But I also kept 7 years of a journal. And I needed him to also participate in the writing of this book so we can have an accurate masterpiece. We wanted this. This is an equal opportunity problem for all of us, just not my problem. You know, there's a lot of crime that's going on in Louisiana and all around the world. So I wanted to make sure that it was accurate, that my heart, my mind, and my soul can touch the people of the whole world, not just here in Louisiana, but everywhere, because I needed people to feel my pain, to feel my son's pain, my grandmother's pain, who was sitting in the courtroom with me when that judge announced 4 years. You know, so I wanted this to be a masterpiece, and I wanted this to be, you know, I wanted the dialogue to be correct, and I'm glad I did wait that long.
Yes.
Wow.
I understand.
Totally.
I understand. Been an author of 2 books and then did a documentary now, you know, the talk show. I am the founder of the talk show. I know exactly what you're talking about. You didn't wait too long. Some people go like 10 years before something good come out.
Absolutely.
And I'm a definite audio book. I got to read this book.
Yes.
Tell us when did you say, I can do it now? It's ready.
Well, I've always known that I could do it. Again, I have been writing. I keep, you know, journals. I journal every night. But I wasn't ready for my story to come out. You know, I hid behind a veil for so long. And then it was like, okay, God was pushing me. You know, he remained, you know, God will remain anonymous, but give you intuition. And those intuitions are God remaining anonymous, you know, trying to tell you something. And every time I would see my son, he would always say, Mama, I should have listened. And that was God's voice telling me. Mm. But what really, after Jason got booked into Straight Outta Compton, I started doing seminars all around the state. And
right.
I had one little boy come up to me, and he was crying profusely. He had just gotten out of jail, and he said to me, you know, I'm from New Orleans. I'm from the same hood as Jason, and I drove up to Shreveport just to see you. And I said, well, why you didn't come to see me in New Orleans? And his exact words were, because I was in prison.
Oh,
and
my God.
He said,
wow.
That he had to switch a license plate with one of his friends just so that the police wouldn't stop him, but he was so determined. And when I got in my car, I prayed, and I said to my husband, for me, this isn't about acting anymore. God is showing me my purpose, and he wants me to share my story with the world and be passionate about it so other kids can see what route they not need to go into.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, this is amazing. I love this story. Oh, my God.
And so... He contacted me. I mean, I told him, you know, the books that he could read because I'm an avid reader. And he contacted me 3 weeks later and said, thank you, Miss Mills. You just saved me from the street. And so if I can do that with 10 kids, I feel like I've completed my mission. And so that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to uplift our community. John, you said it accurately. We need God back in the homes. We need it in our kids' lives. We need the fathers in their lives. These boys need their fathers. They need their mentors. Because a woman can't always raise a man. Because we are nurturers. And sometimes we just don't display that discipline like fathers will. So we
That's
need
true.
The fathers in their lives. And so I want my mission to be constructed the right way. If I can help any of these kids through any of my art programs, through, you know, speaking, through life coaching, I'm on it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And to piggyback what you were saying, Tasha, you know, and the reason I say that we need to put God back into the communities is because I hate to say it because I'm a man, you know, and we got a lot of, you know, guys out there that they are not been the right type of father. And that's why we have to give our kids, especially if you are single parents, you got to give them to God. Ask God, you know, I mean, really, you know, back in the olden days, you know, when mothers and fathers break up or the father pass or the mother pass, well, especially the mothers, they would put God in them kids' life.
That's right.
You know, I mean, how many times these days you tell, you know, you hear a parent telling the kids, you keep on, God going to punish you.
Absolutely.
You don't even hear that anymore.
No.
You know, I can't tell you the last time I've heard that.
Yeah, and the reason for that is because they didn't got God out the homes. God is not in the homes anymore.
Absolutely.
And we have to put God in them homes.
Well, it's something you said, Tasha. I want to go back to that. You said if you could reach 10 young men, you felt like you've done something. But I'm going to go deeper with that. If by you reaching 10 young men, you have broken 10 generational curses, which
Absolutely.
Means that it just doesn't stop with them. It goes on and on and on. So your book is doing that. So it's no longer just 10 people. No, that's 10 generational blessing. That's 10
right.
generational, like lives you've changed. So it's
right.
deeper than that, my sister.
Yes, it
that's
is.
Right.
And so that's my mission. My mission is to go out and, you know, and speak to the parents, speak to the kids. And I speak wholeheartedly. I'm a very private person. So through this book, I'm honest and candid about everything that I talk about. And it took a lot for me to open up my life to the public and to the world. But like I said, you know, I needed to do that. I needed to do that so I could save some family, some broken homes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That is so that's what I'm talking about. Now, that's what I am talking about, girl, because there's so many homes out there that need that need that, you know what I'm saying, that need that encouragement to let them know that, hey, you know, you're not all alone out there. You know, it's, you know, it that's powerful. That is powerful what you're doing. I love it. Gosh, I love it.
Now, it brings me to this. You have two other sons, correct?
I have three other sons.
Three other sons. And
yes.
I know one personally, and I just like to say hello, Christopher. He is an angel on this in this world, John. This is the young man that is responsible for the beautiful, beautiful pictures that you see that I've been advertising all over social media. He has a talent like no other, but his light is amazing. And I know I'm not the only person who has seen it, who has experienced it, and who, you know, just gravitate towards it. Now, I say all that about Christopher because, I'm pretty sure your other sons are the same, but I know Christopher personally. How has this changed their lives, Tasha?
Well, actually, we all were in, you know, when one child goes to prison in the house, and again, it's in my book, I talk about that, we all are mentally slaves to it. All of our feelings and emotions are connected to that one child. But we do know that we have to go on. You know, we pray and we just be there for him every way that we can. So we do it as a family, and that has held positions they would want to be in.
No, it's not. It's not. And has it, like, with Christopher's journey and your other son's journey, are going through it with you? Have you ever noticed that, or have they ever asked you, Mom, should I do this or should I not do this? Like, do you feel like they come to you and say, well, Mom, I don't want to do this or I don't want to do that, or Mom, should I do this or should I do that? To, you know, so that because of the fact that the family goes through it together, or, well, let me put it to you like this. We have family members in prison, and he talks to us all the time about what we should do and what we shouldn't do. And even though he's been in prison for years, they still, the street laws or whatever, or the hood laws or whatever, code, it still applies. Do they get that from their brother? How has it changed their lives?
Well, actually, they miss their brother. And we go up, you know, to prison together. My youngest son, who is 19, he's very claustrophobic, so he doesn't want to go. But, you know, he writes, we send pictures, and we're just there for him, you know, the best way that we possibly can.
Mm-hmm. No. Well, I want to say this here to you, Tasha. You know, you're a strong lady, very, very, very strong. For
well,
going through the going through
a,
the devastation, you know, that you went through with your son, and I know that's a lot of deep hurt, sad moments and feelings, you know. But for you to pull up, you understand, and do what you're doing to try to help other young men's. And other, not only men's, women's too, in the communities. I'm telling you, that's strong, man. That's it. That's God. That ain't nobody but God. I'm telling you. You know,
that's right.
And you keep the good work up. We got 10 minutes left on the show, and I'm telling you, this been a really good show. And Carla, you can go ahead on and finish it out.
Okay. I will say this. God gave me this word this morning, and he said, find sanity in your insanity. And I feel like that applies to your amazing book, Tasha. I feel like with everything that was happening, you know, to your baby, and just because you have, you know, like in my family, we have five, six kids, six siblings my mom have. One can't go astray. You know, so it's like you gotta find sanity in your insanity, and I feel like you found your purpose, one of your purposes, in
Absolutely.
This situation, and even your son, You know, let me share something with you, Tasha, something I've never shared with the world before or anybody. And, Lord, Mama, please don't get mad at me. Mama, I should have listened. My brother has been locked up for, it's going to be life is what they're saying. But, of course, you know, we're fighting for it. We'll never give up and never give in. But to this day, he's like the one where it's like, believe it or not, we look up to him because he's the one that's telling us, don't do this, don't do that, do this, do that, proud of you. It's like we value that, you know.
Right.
And it's like it's weird, isn't it? Am I saying something that's familiar with you, Tasha?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, my son is always, you know, in the book, he write about that. And, you know, before we go, I'll leave you with just, you know, just a little something that he's written. But he talks about that in the book, all through the book, he talks about that, how, you know, you don't want to go to this place. You don't want to get dark.
Right.
You know, because this is a very dark place. You know, and I think, you know, everything is instant gratification. These kids, they see the music videos and they see the money flying up in the air and the reality TV, and they don't realize that money, that was, you know, that was premeditated. You know, those rappers are throwing the same money to get that right shot. The producer is doing that to get the right shot. But we just, we cannot idolize. We cannot idolize these rappers and these movie stars because they go through problems too. You know, they
if not more.
Go through dark spots too. So what we have to do is we have to realize that we can only be our own savior, and don't let the wrong choice be the only choice. Because once you get into prison, you have no other choices.
Tasha, we have to have you back on the show. We definitely have to have you back on the show. I have never felt, this is the first time I'm tearing up because no one knew that certain families deal with this. No, because like you said, you're tired of hiding it. You know, how are you going to help somebody if you don't tell the world about it?
Absolutely.
How?
Absolutely.
You know,
that's
testimonies.
Right.
So
I
want to
say
friend.
One more thing. One
yes,
more thing.
John.
this is just so good. I mean, you know, it's a good, positive, you know, good nourishment talk show today. And, you know, I want to say this here, Tasha. When I grew up, okay, my mother died at my birth, all right? And I lived with different people. I remember the times when, you know, like certain people say, well, I'll take him. I was a little boy, no more than about 5 years old. You know, used to be listening. I was always a listener. They'll say, I'll take him for a while. I didn't have no more than maybe 3 shirts or 3 pair of pants, so I had to put them in a bag, you know, and I'm going somewhere else. I'm getting in the back of the car, and I'm riding on to somebody else's house, another one of my aunties. I'll stay there for a while, and then I had to go somewhere else. You know, I stayed there for a while until that went on until I was about 14, 15 years old. Then my grandmother took me in for permanently until I went to the service. But what I'm saying is that sometimes God puts you through things in order for you to make a difference in life. You know what I'm saying, Tasha? You know, God put you through that. And for you to make a difference in somebody else's life, you know, like, you know, I'm quite sure that your son going to be okay where he's at.
Yeah.
He's going to be okay, you know.
Yeah.
You know, just keep praying, and then who knows, you know, he may be home soon.
Yes. Right. Yes, I come to agreement on that. Yes. Yes. Well, yes. Tasha, we're going to close it up. I have to personally thank you from the top of my heart. I hate saying the bottom, because to me, giving you the bottom is giving you the last after I've gotten rid of everything else. So I'm going to give you the best and the top of it, the top of my heart, for coming on this show today and sharing your story. Don't forget, you can get this book. Tasha, tell them where they can find your book.
Okay, you can find my book, Mama, I Should Have Listened, A Voice of Pain and Power, on my website at www.tashamills.com, or you can all BarnesandNobles.com, Amazon.com, and also BooksAMillion.com.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I will also be at the Baton Rouge Business Expo next Saturday from 10 to 3 sharing, selling my book as well and sharing my story. So I hope so many of you guys could come out.
Well, I'm going to try my best to make it, Tasha. I will.
Okay.
As of now, I have no plans. As of now, I'm going to put that on my calendar. Tag me to whatever it is that you have. Also, share it on my page. Yeah, share it on my page so I can share it on the on our Uplifting Community page. Again, thank you so much for coming on our show today. Mama, I Should Have Listened. That book, this book, her book, is a book that everybody should have. Like right now, you guys should be going to one of those sites to get this book, because I can't think of one person who has never said, Mama, I Should Have Listened. This is not a gender-based book. This is a book for women, men, children. Okay? Thank you again.
Thank you, Carla.
Wow.
Thank you, Carla and John, for having me on. Be blessed.
Okay. Thank you, Tasha, for being on.
Bye, Tasha. All right. Well, guys, another beautiful interview from another beautiful soul on Uplifting Community Talk Show Louisiana with your girl, Carla Serenity, co-host John L. Brown. John, this show, John, was the show. So, again, let our voice be your voice and get heard. Bye, guys.
Okay, good night.